to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And as we've been telling you, as we've been dealing with the Passover for many, many weeks now, if you'd like to get the half-hour special that ran on a couple hundred stations this year, it's available by writing us an email. So go to our website, messianicminutes.com. Just send an email saying, I'm interested in the half-hour program. We'll get back to you. The half-hour, so you can get a CD and have it all in one place. But Ted, we're getting to maybe the most exciting part of the Passover
Seder. This is the most exciting part for me, and I think this was the part in Jesus' Last Supper, his last Passover Seder, that was really the point on all that he was doing.
Well, it says here in Luke chapter 22 in verse number 20, likewise, Jesus took the cup after supper. Now, remember, we are clearly looking at a Passover Seder in this scripture. So with the cup after supper, we know there's three cups. There's four cups that we drink from, and each one is named after a scripture in Exodus 6, verses 6 and 7. The first one is, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. Second one, I will...
So that is the cup of sanctification, separation.
I will free you from being slaves.
Deliverance, or the cup of plagues.
And the third promise is, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm.
Cup of redemption.
Right. Many rabbis will call this the cup of redemption. Now, watch how symbolic this is. Because, friends, the scripture says the cup after supper so that we could know which scripture matched up.
Yeah, now if you don't know about a Passover Seder, you wouldn't know, well, cup after supper, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But if it's a Passover Seder, you know that the third cup, the cup after supper, is called the cup of redemption, and Jesus specifically takes the cup of redemption.
And what does he say? Now, we have to back up our staple scripture on Messianic Minutes after 19 or 20 years, however long we've been doing this, is Leviticus 17:11. And rightly so.
It is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
You see, friends, that's back in Leviticus. It's as Jewish as it gets. And of course, it's the reason Jesus went to the cross. And it's the reason there were all those ancient animal sacrifices. But now watch how this plays out through the lips of Jesus himself, by his own words. In chapter 22 of Luke, verse number 20, he takes the cup after supper. We now know that to be the Passover Seder cup of redemption, the third cup.
He takes the cup of redemption, and he says the most amazing thing.
This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Now, he hadn't shed his blood yet, but he knew he was about to. But Ted, there's so much right there in that one sentence. First of all, he said the new covenant.
Yeah, now most of us think, oh, New Covenant, that's really, you know, New Testament-y, Gentile-y stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, it goes back to Jeremiah.
That's right.
Jeremiah said, there's coming a day that God will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel. Not like the covenant they broke, Jeff, when he took us out of Egypt. No, it's going to be a new covenant that's written not in stone, but on our hearts.
Hallelujah. And he says that new covenant, as you said, was with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Wow, this new covenant was promised to the Jewish people, the same people that had the original covenant. He said, I'll make this new covenant. But then the best part of the new covenant is the promise in verse 34 of Jeremiah 31. For I will take away their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Wow.
Whoa. I will take away your iniquity, and your sins I will remember no more. What can wash away your sins?
Nothing.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And here's Jesus saying, this is the new covenant in my blood.
All of his Jewish disciples knew that verse from Jeremiah, that there was coming a day of a new covenant.
They were waiting for it.
And Jesus says, here it is, and this new covenant is in my blood. Get ready, you Jewish disciples. Get ready, you world. Here comes the new covenant.
More on this tomorrow, friends. This is so exciting. Jesus used the Passover Seder to point right to himself as the author of salvation. Glory to God.
Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. Get more information from our website, messianicminutes.com.
That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachenu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Jacob.